The Trump administration has said it will waive federal contracting laws to allow more than 170 miles of southern border wall to be built more quickly. The laws include open competition requirements and other fail-safes, and the move will almost certainly draw criticism. Elliot Spaggett is following this story for the Associated Press, and he joins us now. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So how did this decision come about? Like, can the administration really just say, okay, we're doing this?
Well, it came about, I think, came out of nowhere. The Defense Department said on Thursday that it was going to transfer $3.8 billion in Pentagon money from weapons programs and other uses to the border wall construction. So then today we get the announcement from Homeland Security that it is waiving procurement rules for that money, which will build, as you mentioned, 177 miles of border wall, at least 94 of those miles this year. It comes from a 2005 law that didn't get that much attention at the time, but it gave the Homeland Security Secretary sweeping authority to waive any laws, all laws, for purposes of expediting border wall construction. This is the first time that law has been used to waive procurement rules. In the past, it's been used. There have been at least 20 other occasions under President Trump and President Bush that with these laws have been waived. But laws have been waived, but they've been for environmental reviews for the most part.
So, does this mean that that there will be no bid contracts, for example, for the companies building these sections of wall?
Well, you know, I am trying to find that out. You know, the Homeland Security, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson came out this morning and said that this is a gift for Trump's cronies, and it's going to lead to waste and fraud and abuse. You know, you have to. I am interested to hear from the contracting experts. On the face of it, it says, you know, one of the rules you mentioned is to seek full and open competition for contracts related to the projects. So that law is being waived. So just on the face of it, it looks like it's going to be less transparent, but we'll have to see.
What rationale is the administration and Homeland Security giving for not apparently being able to follow these laws and go through the regular process?
Basically, they're saying that this is meant to cut red tape, and that's what they've always said. You know, going back to when this law, the administrations have said it, going back to 2005. These projects get mired down, according to the proponents. Critics would say that's a good thing, but they get held up in court and could be either severely modified or stopped. So this is essentially to stop any opposition to the border wall and just so they can go ahead and build.
Safe to say that this might be the subject of a lawsuit or two going forward?
Well, the lawsuits on this particular law has all failed. The language of the law is very broad. It's been tested in court many times. In 2018, some environmental advocates and the state of California sued, and the judge, a federal judge in San Diego, said that sided with the Trump administration. He rejected the arguments that these sweeping powers have an expiration date. So it's just kind of open-ended and very broad for the administration to do what it pleases with border wall construction.
So where does that leave critics of this move?
You know, there still are some legal some lawsuits pending on another issue, which is the Pentagon money, use of Pentagon money for wall construction. Congress has largely rejected the president's demands for money, given him a fraction of what he wanted. So when we had that government shutdown last year, it led to President Trump transferring Pentagon funds. And so there are some lawsuits that is an abuse of his authority. They have yet to hold up construction. So at this point, I don't see anything obvious that will stop them.
All right. That is Elliot Spaggett with the Associated Press. Elliot, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.